Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. We're getting set for Game 2 of the Southern League Division Series, Shuckers and the Biscuits, and it's time for today's pregame interview. I'm Javik Blake. We're joined by one of the newest guys to the roster, and he came at the perfect time. It's Sam McWilliams. Sam, appreciate the time.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
How fun was it to join this team? Your first game is on Thursday. It's a doubleheader, and you walk back into the clubhouse after your first two games with the Shuckers, and it's quite the celebration going on.
Yeah, it's always a nice warm welcome when you show up one day, don't have to do any work, and you get to pop some champagne. So, yeah, it was a lot of fun.
How crazy have these last couple of weeks been for you? You're back home in Arizona. You sign with the Brewers, go to the complex, go to AA, and you're sitting here in the middle of the playoffs a couple weeks later.
Yeah, it's funny because I want to say I'm kind of used to the baseball shuffle and the hectic lifestyle, but no, it was obviously a lot of fun and definitely very grateful for the opportunity here. I'd been at home in Arizona, thought my season was over, so kind of shifted into off-season mode, and I've just been like thinking about what I want to take care of this off-season and moving into next year. And little did I know, the Brewers called soon after that. And obviously, like I said, grateful for the opportunity to come here and show what I can do and then kind of let the ball roll from there.
How exciting was it to get that phone call and realize, hey, my season is not over. I get to keep playing.
Yeah, a little bit of a shock, honestly. You know, this time of year is definitely not the time you think that teams are making additions and kind of going out and signing free agents. So, yeah, very, very fortunate and honestly really good timing because I've heard nothing but good things about the Brewers and how they handle their pitchers. And we're both very much on the same page of kind of what we want to accomplish in the next couple months and then year.
What's it been like acclimating to the organization, whether it's being in the complex after signing or coming here to AA and getting acclimated to the clubhouse?
Yeah, this is my ninth organization, actually, so I'm pretty used to being the new guy, if you say. So it wasn't too much of a transition. Honestly, I've definitely learned to be very comfortable on my own and being the new guy, like I said. So everyone was very welcoming and warm, and you know, it was all smooth sailing from day one, so no complaints at all.
You've had a couple different playoff appearances with Durham, with the Biscuits, with Kane County, and this is the fourth time you've been in the playoffs. What's it like getting an opportunity to go to the playoffs, have the season extended, and pitch in some really high-octane and really nerve-wracking and high-leverage moments in the postseason?
Yeah, I think for me it's just the most fun form of baseball that you can have. You know, everything kind of during the season, the development and per se, everything like that's standard for the minor leagues is kind of out the window, and all that matters is winning, so that's my favorite part.
How nice is it to be back in the playoffs? This is the first time you've been in the playoffs since the Governor's Cup playoffs were a thing back in the International League in 2019.
Yeah, that's right. No, it feels good. You know, it's always nice to kind of have everyone on the same page and playing for each other. You know, it's easy to get wrapped up in your own season and your own days and, you know, what you're doing as an individual in every point in time, but this is a rare opportunity where everyone is fighting for the same thing.
What's it like being back in Montgomery? You made a number of appearances here, 34 appearances, 26 starts over two seasons with the Biscuits. Is it weird coming back 6 years later and being on the visiting side?
Yeah, I definitely wouldn't say I envisioned myself back in the league as a 29-year-old, but, you know, it's, like I said, grateful for just the opportunity to be here in general and have fun playing baseball. It was nice getting to kind of stroll around town, visit all my old spots, got some coffee, got a haircut. So no, definitely just a good feeling overall.
What's your go-to spot in Montgomery?
This morning I went to Prevail Union and got a coffee. Yeah. So that was the spot back in the day.
You had quite the wild offseason coming into this 2024 season. You did not pitch in 2023, but you spent the offseason first in Mexico with Monterey. Then you spent some time in the Dominican Republic with Licey. Licey, basically the Yankees of winter ball in the Dominican Republic with their pedigree and how many titles they've won. How much fun was it to get to play internationally and get to play in some, as we were just talking about a moment ago, some wildly fun crowds in the Dominican Republic?
Yeah, it was unbelievable, honestly. I had always heard good things, and I'd always told myself that I wanted to play winter ball at some point. And like you said, I was actually away from the game. I had, quote-unquote, retired. Not quite officially, but I was more than okay with being done with baseball until I got to a point in the winter of 23 where I had kind of been upset with myself and felt like I was leaving something on the table, and I'd watch other big league games, and I'd go to see my friends play at the Diamondbacks occasionally at their stadium, and I couldn't help but sit there and watch TV and watch those games and think that I can do that. And I kind of got a random opportunity to play in the Mexican League through a friend of mine in Scottsdale, and then parlayed that into the Dominican playoffs with Lise, and that was just one of those times where you feel like a kid again, and it made me love the game and just the process. I fell in love again.
What about winter ball made you fall back in love with the game? Because you hear all the stories about how great the crowds are in Mexico, especially Monterrey, who's got in the summer a team that's well represented as well, and then Lise and all the craziness in Estadio Quisqueya.
Yeah, I think for me personally, I've always admired the way that all the Latin guys and the Mexican guys go about the game. Like they truly just have fun. It's not a job. I think it's easy to get wrapped up in, like I said before, kind of all the extracurriculars and the, you know, the money, the status, whatever you want to call it. And the form of baseball that's played in the DR is truly just a bunch of grown-up kids having a blast and trying to win a ring for their city most of the time. So I was super excited to be a part of that.
What was your favorite moment playing in winter ball, and especially in the Dominican Republic?
I think just honestly every minute of it, like even pregame, the you could just feel the energy in the stands, and it's such a short season that the sense of urgency is just so high, and you can't help but just want to be a part of it all and kind of dive headfirst and just give your best self every minute that you're there.
I appreciate the time, Sam. Thanks so much.
Yeah, of course. Thanks for having me.
This has been an A's pregame interview. Shuckers and the Biscuits coming your way next.